Testing, testing, uno, dos, tres, catorce.
He's the go-to guru for great design ideas.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's edgy. He's in your face.
The lead designer and host of HGTV's Design on a Dime.
We're talking about a totally outrageous paradigm.
Putting the improv in home improvement. It's time for Let's Be Frank with Frank Fontana.
Good morning, everybody. And welcome to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. I hope you're all doing well and at least half awake and alert enough to pay attention to the show. I think I am. It's been a heck of a week. Been knee-deep in renovation, but I'm going to talk about that in a second. You know, last week we had a tremendous show. The holidays are upon us, and you know, a lot of advertising out there says we should be so happy and things are so fantastic. It's the most wonderful time of the year. How was that, Kevin? Was that better than
last week? Spot on.
Spot on, right. Tone was good, wasn't it?
You nailed it.
Yeah, the nasalness coming from my voice, I think, does it. It's the drywall that has set in to my...
It's a unique auditory experience.
Yes, yeah. I think that most of the listening audience can appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, apparently it's not true. I read some article that Anne actually sent me, our celebrity astrologer, that people are actually depressed this time of year. Most people are, and there's a lot of rushing and tension in the air, and it feels like that it's actually the opposite. And last week when we opened up the phone lines to talk to our astrologer about designing with the stars, an interesting thing occurred. People wanted to hear a little bit about how to design for the holidays using the right colors and style for their astrological sign. But then people just started asking general questions about their life. And it made me think maybe there's more going on here, because of this holiday depression that people are facing. If you lost a loved one recently, and the holidays bring up and conjure up a lot of memories. And I think that today... Backed by popular demand, we are bringing Ann Nordhaus Bike back. There you go. I already feel better. She's going to help soothe some souls out there. And folks, we're not going to just keep it to design today. We're going to open up on a broad spectrum of astrology. And if you're going through some stuff right now and you don't know why things are happening to you, you keep getting setbacks, or maybe there's some great stuff going on and you want to know where it's going to end up, there's a lot of energy being tossed around in the universe, and whether you believe this or not, it's true. And Anne is kind of like a navigator of this energy, and she can kind of help predict where things are going to go based on the signs and the stars aligning. So I urge you now, because last week we literally couldn't get to about 10 to 20 callers that we had to drop because we just ran out of time. And as that many calls come in on this segment. So it's 981-7200. We're going to be bringing her on just at the bottom of the half hour here, and then we'll keep on for the second half of the show. All right, folks, that's get your signs read right now. 981-7200. Call now. Get on hold. Chill out for a little bit. All right, just put on some Enigma. Relax. Think about the questions you want to ask. We'll be ripping through them pretty quick. Okay, but before we get to Ann, we're doing a little something special, and this involves my life. That's right. It's time for Frank Fontana's Project Home. I'm really, really excited to talk about this because this is all new and this is involving everything that's going on in my life right now. I'm letting an unprecedented view behind the scenes into my new home that we haven't moved into yet. I'm going to set it all up for you here. This is a project home. Me and my family, my wife, my son, and soon-to-be little girl that's in my wife's belly, are moving into a 1900 farmhouse. The thing is, it's not done. It's a project home that needs a lot of love, a lot of work. And we began this week, literally on Monday, December 2nd, we closed on the house. And I'm going to take you through it from every step of the way, the process of the real estate, the negotiation, because this is tremendous education for anybody. And there's a lot of us in this position right now that are buying a home, wondering if they're making the right decision. Should you take on a project home? Do you have the funding for it? These are all really good questions that I have lived through and I'm living through as we speak. And I want to be able to share my knowledge with you, because there's one thing about being a celebrity designer, an expert designer. Yeah, that's great. I go on the Today Show and I do all that stuff and HGTV. But when it's your home and your project, it's different. There's so much emotion and passion involved, and things have to be perfect. And, you know, I'm learning all over again from the inside out what it's like to renovate a home. You know, when I do it for people on television, it's different. I just, you know, go in, wave my magic wand, it happens. But, you know, when you're actually getting your hands dirty and, you know, dealing with contractors on a daily basis, there's so much that happens. Let's start with the, you know, the closing, December 2nd. We went in. I gave myself a timeline here. There's about 2 months worth of work that needs to happen in 10 days. I'm not kidding you. I'm not just saying that to set up this tension. It's real. I'm moving out of my downtown condo with my family on December 13th. I have nowhere to go with my kids and my wife. So this has to happen. I've set myself up for what could be a potentially devastating experience. But so far, the renovation gods have been with me. We have done everything from open walls, structural walls. We've gutted bathrooms. We've ripped up basement flooring. We have attic issues. We have broken windows. I mean, most people would think I'm absolutely nuts. And I am. I am. I'm ambitious is what I call it. And I believe in me. I believe in the energy in the universe. When you put something out, then you say, I'm going to do this and it's going to happen. I promise you, folks, when you let no never enter into the equation, you can get it done. Because I'm getting it done. In 5 days, we've done so much. And we're actually documenting this all on video with WGN Radio. WGN.FM is going to be the home where this entire series, Frank Fontana's Project Home, is going to live. And we've had crews out there every single day. When they're not there, I have my own camera that I'm literally doing my own MTV-style shooting of myself and the projects, giving updates. And this is going to be a great how-to series on a kind of a reality show of what's going on in my life. But we're going to be talking more about this right after the break.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
Welcome back to Frank Fontana's Project Home, a new series we're launching with WGN Radio 720 and WGN.FM. It's going to be coming to the web real soon. It's an internet radio and TV series. It's a full 360. It's the future of content programming here at WGN. And it's a big experiment. It's a big reality show, opening the doors to my home and my life, the stresses of renovating a 1900 farmhouse. And I know a lot of you out there share this with me. And, you know, I, if you are going through this, we're on the same page. I want you to call in. I want you to talk about your farmhouse experience and what it was like renovating. Maybe you can give me some pointers on how to live through this. I mean, I literally have probably 4 more days, and then I have this forever project house that keeps going and going and going. Now, let me set this up, because although I have all these projects I need to get done before I move in, I actually have to then move in and continue about 10 more projects, like new flooring, new kitchen cabinets. We're going to gut out the attic and make it a livable space. We're going to finish out the other half of the basement. Then there's the exterior. We have to do new siding. We have to do landscaping. It's a never-ending project home. So I welcome you all to, you know, ride this ride with me, go on the journey with me. And, you know, the home is located in a great suburb outside of Chicago. And I think we're going to be hopefully posting the first part of the series where it's literally day by day. And, you know, it's fun. It's really fun. Kev, these callers here, are they waiting for Ann?
Yep. Already got lines filling up here. So
that's
yeah.
Great. We have Ann Nordhaus Bike coming up in just a little bit. I might even squeeze her in a little early, because this is really exciting stuff. Get on the line now. You can call in from anywhere, 312-981-7200. If you want to get your stars read, find out what's going on in your life, Ann is going to be coming up. You know, but before that, I just want to start this the day one of Project Home, where it begins with the negotiation and closing. Now, most folks walk into a closing thinking it's just going to happen, right? And you just go and sign the documents. Well, it almost happened for us. We get to the what do they call it? The title company, and everything is going good. And the buyer actually, it's rare that a seller actually comes to the closing. Usually the buyers have to be there. So the seller walks in, and I was shocked to actually meet him face to face. He doesn't have a happy look on his face. And then his attorney is all frazzled. And instantly I look at my attorney and I'm like, what's going on here? We're signing our documents. And the title manager comes in and says, we have a problem. I don't think we can close. Which is not good, because I am literally on a timeline. I have contractors sitting in front of the house for my phone call to say, we closed. Go ahead, get in there and gut. And when you get that word that this closing might not happen today, it sent panic down my spine that this timeline now is screwed, and that means that I have nowhere to live if I'm one day over my deadline. So, we did some negotiation there. Apparently, they couldn't close on their end for some kind of lien that the owner had. But we did something called a dry close, which, folks, if you don't know anything about closing in real estate, this is a good little lesson here. Don't walk away from the closing table without throwing this term out there if there's some issues. You could do something called a dry close. Ask your attorney about it. And what that basically means is if the seller's got issues with his finances, that's not your problem. They could still do the close. They could give you the keys, and he has to work out his issues on his end. And if there's a bigger issue later down the road, then obviously you'd have to deal with it. But our attorney advice, Peter Koulis, by the way, from Lamont, is a great attorney. He'll be joining us next week to talk about some of the negotiation process and what people, some of the pitfalls we can avoid. So once we got the keys, we literally got in there and we started gutting right away. Now, let's talk about contractors. I have four different contractors going at one time. This isn't a cheap makeover, but I am a budget-friendly, designer and home improvement guy. So, I'm trying to do my best to keep it under a certain amount of money. I don't want to reveal it because it's part of the series of how we're going to make it happen for a certain time period and certain budget. But we got three floors. We have the basement, the main level, and the upstairs. On the upstairs, we basically needed to... The first thing I did was clean the place, and I had a professional crew coming in from Bullseye. They're going to come on next week as well. Bullseye Cleaning came in because these people who live there, not for nothing, folks, it was disgusting. I mean, they had cat hair and dog hair. They had two pets, and there was about 17 people living in this house. I kid you not. I mean, I'm sure they're great people, but it was dirty, very, very dirty. And we had this crack clean crew. Literally, these guys specialize in, like, hazmat cleaning stuff. And I suggest this to people who are moving into a new home. Get a professional cleaning crew, even if it costs you a couple bucks, because these people literally tore up rugs. They went into the furnace. They took every single piece of the furnace apart. They went into every crevice, every crack, and sanitized, put ammonia, special filters everywhere. And when they left, the house was a completely different house. The smell that was there before, I couldn't even breathe. I took a deep breath and I would cough. Because you're dealing with a 1900 farmhouse. So you got a lot of dust and you got a lot of mold, I'm sure. So these guys did a whole demolding, scraped everything, and then set us up for it. Now people would think I'm crazy again, because then we started our demo after we did the big clean. I'm going to have them come back after the demo's done, though, to give it one a nice once-over. I needed that deep clean just because the house was terrible. My wife wouldn't even step in there after a couple times. So after the deep clean, then we began tearing out the upstairs bathroom. That was a beauty. They had some like seafoam green tile with little fish borders.
Don't tell me you got rid of that.
I saved it for you.
Thank God.
Yeah, okay, I reclaimed that for you.
Good, thank you.
We'll put that in your bathroom when you get a house. And it had this cute little border of like sea monkeys and dolphins. Who does that?
That sounds awesome.
Good. I saved that for you, too.
Calming, you know, if I'm in the shower.
Yeah, very calming. I get it now. You just made it make sense to me because it's water.
Yeah.
They thought, let's put a fish border in tile around the bathroom.
I love seeing sea monkeys when I'm in there doing my business, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So we start, our big first project was the bathroom, and that's what we're tackling. We did a brand new shower tile. I'll show you some creative tips on how to salvage some of the work on it. So we're bringing in some wainscoting. I'm going with a very Victorian 1900s feel, a slight update to it. Very functional house, but it's still going to have a tremendous amount of style. And that's the beginning of it. That's the Frank Fontana Project Home. You're going to be seeing it coming up in the next couple of weeks. And like I said, you've never seen anything like this before. This is a real behind-the-scenes look at renovation from a guy who kind of knows what he's doing, but at the same time is frazzled just like all you folks. We already have a bunch of people holding. Should we bring Ann now just to say hi, Kev? Yeah, we got to take a little break first, and we're going to get Ann in the studio. Folks, we got a lot of people calling in. Get on now, 312-981-7200. We have Astrologer to the Stars and Nordhaus Bike coming in right after this break. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana, and the moment you've all been waiting for. We have the lines loaded right now. We're gonna pick it up here with Ann Nordhaus Bike, celebrity astrologer. Hi, Ann.
Hello. Delighted to be here again.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. We had such a huge response last time, and I just want to say people can get a hold of Ann. We're not just exclusive to the show, although she is my celebrity astrologer. How can people find you when you're not on the show?
Best place is my website. www.anbcommunications.com. ANB for Ann Nordhaus Bike.
Excellent. Okay, let's get to it because we have tons of callers. Let's start with Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl, thanks for holding so long.
That's my pleasure.
Hey, Cheryl, what sign are you?
Gemini.
Okay, so what's going on in your life right now?
I think right now I need direction.
Okay.
We suffered a lot.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
That's okay. Take your time.
And after years of caretaking, it's like I don't know where to go now.
Take a deep breath. We're going to help you out. You know, Anne's going to be able to give you some guidance here. And just take a deep breath. Relax a little
bit. Thank you.
And just sit back and listen. Ann's going to give you some news for you.
So sorry to hear about your loss. It's a tough time for a lot of people. This has been a very difficult year for so many people, especially emotionally. There's some information on my website I'll tell you about in a minute that you might want to check out that might help you through some of this.
Thank you.
Something else that's going on, you said you're a Gemini. And so the planet Neptune is sitting in a tough angle with you, and Neptune is the dissolver. It just washes away all the things that need to go from our life. And what's in there, too, is something called and it's an asteroid called Chiron. It's about healing. And they're in tough angles to your sun. So what that's saying is you need to pay attention to what's going on with these issues in your life. You've just been through a major medical thing with taking care of somebody. So you've witnessed wounding and health issues firsthand. Now it's time to take care of you and take a look at what's going on in your life and what can you do to feel better. And so just accept that this is part of what's going on in your life right now. But, you know, the sun is going to shine again. You will start to feel better. But the most important thing right now, we've got Jupiter in Cancer. Jupiter is expanding everything that has to do with Cancer, which is about nurturing, yeah, mothering, taking care of yourself. So that's what you need to do right now. What do you need to take care of you?
Yeah, Cheryl, and just be present and try to, you know, things happen in life. And if you could just try to stay present and focus on the fact that you're doing okay and every day, moment by moment, just take that little chunk of time and stay present. That is the most important thing, Cheryl.
But it seems like I should have a goal right now, and I don't have that.
Well, here's the thing, though. You don't have to force it either. It'll come to you, you know, and it comes to you by not thinking about it. Do something fun for yourself. Get out there and do something. It's the holiday season. Go watch some great movies. Like, you know, when you start to tap into your own, you know, what the things that make you happy, you'll see how every happiness will be drawn to you.
Great.
All right, Cheryl. Good luck with everything. We you know, we're sorry for your loss. So just keep your chin up, okay?
Will do. Thank you for your help.
All right, let's get with Karen from Des Plaines. Hey, Karen, thanks for calling the show. You're on with Frank and Ann.
Yes, how are you today?
I'm great. What's your sign, Karen?
Cancer,
okay. So what's going on in your life?
Okay, we'll be looking for a new place to live, a new condo. And I'm also going to be looking for a job.
A job. Okay. And what could she look forward to?
Oh, my. Well, Cancer is one of the four signs that's really undergoing lots and lots of change. You've got Jupiter in your sign, which is wonderful, except that Jupiter's retrograde. So it's kind of feeling like maybe things are like sleeping a little bit, or you can't quite get things moving forward. But you will be able to do so a little bit more in the spring when Jupiter starts to move forward, and you'll have it in your sign until July. So this is a fantastic thing. It's like a big good luck charm for you. So some good energies, but same thing that we were talking to Cheryl about. When you have Jupiter anywhere, it's saying expand, expand. And in Cancer, it's like expand, taking care of yourself. So if you're feeling good, which it sounds like you are, how can you help share your beautiful, nurturing energy maybe with others, especially this time of year?
Oh, see, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That's some good news there, Karen.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. We have a bunch of callers we got to get to. Let's go with V from Chicago. Hey, V.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for calling the show. You're on with Frank Fontana and Ann Nordhaus Bike. What's your sign?
Pisces.
Pisces. Okay. What's going on in your life quick here?
Well, I'll be also making a move out of state, and I'll be closing on my house soon.
Good luck with that.
Well, it's been very, very depressing and hard for me. I lived in this house for 58 years.
Wow. A lot of history there, a lot of memories.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Well, you know, change is not a bad thing, V. What could she look forward to in her stars, Anne?
The planet Mars has been sitting right opposite your sun. It's been sitting in Virgo, so it's forcing you to put all your energy and all your aggressive, assertive powers into detail. So I bet you've had to deal with a lot of, like, cleaning.
Paperwork.
Yes.
Yes.
Contracts.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. That's going to start to lift because...
Well, that's a good thing.
Mars is going to move. That's what I was telling Ken about. Mars is going to move this afternoon, Chicago time, 2:45, approximately.
Big move. Uh-huh.
And it's going to go into Libra. And so what it's going to do is put energy around instead of details, relationships, and fun and pleasure. And maybe you're going to be decorating in that house. Fantastic time to be looking at that.
Well, it's not a house. I'll be going. I'm a senior.
Okay, so, hey, any space is decoratable. I mean,
yeah.
you don't have to necessarily live in a house.
No,
you could have
I know, but it's very, very difficult for me emotionally.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, it's just a turmoil in my life right now.
Pisces, yeah, the great thing to do now is if you need assistance from somebody to deal with these things, it's a good time for you to do it because there's a healing thing that's going on with you right now.
And V, keep this in mind.
Like what, Anne? A healing of what?
Oh,
my
that's
body
what
or mind or what?
All levels. But let it be driven by your spirituality because
right.
you're a Pisces. And
that's what
you were saying, Frank.
That's what I was about to say is V, although you're leaving that space, keep it in your heart, keep it in your mind, keep it in your soul. And material things and material surroundings are just that. They're material.
Oh, I know. I've let go of that.
Good,
but now
good.
My emotions, this is a new chapter in my life, and I'm facing it alone.
Well, you know what? You're strong enough. Believe in yourself. You could do this. Okay, just keep your chin up and forge forward.
My age is against me.
Age is nothing. Your spirit is everything. Come on, I'm going to call up the troops, B. We're going to send them out there and get you going.
Oh, I need a lot of troops.
All right. Well, I'm sending them out your way. We have a blessed holiday, and like I said, keep your spirits high, keep your memories in your head, and let everything else go. It will work out. I promise you. It always does.
And you think I can do it?
Oh, yes. You have the wisdom of age and experience. That's
right.
A plus, not a minus. That's a plus.
All right, V, we got to take another call here quick. Thanks for calling in. Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
Happy, happy.
All right, I think we got to take one more before a break. Can we get that in, Kev? All right, so we got Lisa from Rolling Meadows. Hey, Lisa, thanks for calling the show.
Good morning, good morning. I appreciate the opportunity.
I am
a Leo.
A Leo, okay. Ooh, that's my sun sign.
Oh, yes, more fire, more fire. What's going on with you?
A lot of work turmoil lately. I've had a stressful year on a lot of levels. New home, moving, and work has really been extremely stressful lately. And it seems there's a lot of conflict with, supervisors and things at work. And that's where the negative energy and time has been spent a lot lately.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. in terms of relationships, what we were saying a little bit earlier about Mars moving into Libra this afternoon, there's been a lot of energy when Mars is in Virgo, which it is right now until this afternoon. What it does is ratchet up all the energy of how we criticize ourselves, picking at details and being tough on ourselves and other people. So with this shift into Libra, now what we're going to see is all this Mars energy about relationships and pleasure and peace and justice and kindness. It's a great time to actually to work on relationships. So if you know that, you could start to image in your mind beautiful, wonderful things happening with your coworkers. If you could carry that energy of peace within you.
At least keep in mind, a lot of times when you are dealing with this kind of negative energy, you got to look in the mirror sometimes and say, am I projecting anything of that to get that in return? Because sometimes we don't realize that when we're thinking negative thoughts and constantly projecting the negative outcomes, like saying, I don't want this to happen all the time, means what you're doing is actually putting out what you do want to happen. Does that make sense
right.
to you?
So, mm-hmm.
So if you could shift your mental, approach to the relationships and the situations, don't take things so personal. It's work. You know, what really matters is your family, your life, and your health. You know,
right.
so take a deep breath, set back, look at your own approach to what's happening in the situation, and listen to the stars, because Ann's absolutely right. Lisa, thanks for calling. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
We have time for one more? All right, we got to take a quick break. Fred, we are going to get to you from Arlington Heights, and we have a bunch more callers on hold. We're going to take a break, and if you want to try to get in with Ann and myself, 312-981-7200 is the number. Stick around for more with the Frank Fontana Show. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana, and sitting in studio is my celebrity astrologer, Ann Nordhaus. Spike. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
The calls are pouring in. We're trying to help some people here. You know, this show is not just about home improvement, the home. It's about everything home. It's about the lives and the families that exist inside the homes and what's happening to them. And that's why this makes sense for us. And I think what I'm about to say is an official thing for me, that I want to make Ann a part of the show, and I want to continue to help people in this matter. We'll spend some good time talking about home improvement renovation, but we're going to spend some time helping people from a deeper level. I think this is really important, and you could tell by the amount of callers we get that this is absolutely worth it. And so, real quick, there's an article on your site, right?
Yep, absolutely. Website, www.anbcommunications.com, or if you just want to do a Google search and put in my name, Ann Nordhaus Bike, you'll find me. There's only one.
Okay.
But basically, we've got a lot of information on the site, a lot of resources for folks. So I would recommend, first of all, when you get to the site, top of every single page, there's four categories: writing, astrology, art, videos. Go to the writing section. Underneath that, you're going to see newsletter. Click that page, scroll down to the bottom, and look at the archives, holiday issue 2011. It's closing out the calendar year. If the holidays are supposed to be so happy, why do I feel so terrible? There is a whole explanation there of what goes on in the holidays, why so many people suffer and struggle. Read that if you're feeling at all low. Any listener here.
Thus, the amount of calls we have coming in is amazing. And let's get to Fred. He's been holding for a long time. Fred, thanks for holding so long. How are you?
I'm okay. One thing I just noticed, that I'm the first male to call.
You are. What's your sign, Fred?
Okay. Well, I'm an Aries, and what I'm looking
for
is someone to be with. I've been looking for, since my divorce about 20 years ago, and I'm at the age now where it's not, you know, sex is not the most important thing, but it's somebody to cuddle up with at night, someone to have coffee with in the morning, someone to be with and talk about stuff, and I can't find anybody.
Well, Fred, so you're an Aries, and about how tall are you? What color hair do you have? Do you like long walks on the beach?
No, I don't like any of that stuff. I'm more of an, well, I do like, I went skydiving for the first time last year, but
totally,
you know,
Aries,
like that kind
fabulous,
of,
daredevil.
So Ann, what sign could match up with Fred? What should he look for when he is looking for a mate here?
Not necessarily a sign. Look for the person. Because basically any two signs can work well together. It depends on the people. And with goodwill, you can overcome any major differences. And a lot of times they say certain signs don't work together, but that brings the spice of life. So look for what gets that spark for you, what touches your soul. But I've got some good news for you. Remember, we were talking about Mars earlier in the broadcast. Mars is your planet for Aries. And Mars is going to move into Libra this afternoon. So you're going to
praise the Lord.
And it's going to be in there for, oh my goodness, usually Mars is only someplace for a couple months. It's going to be there for 8 months this next year.
So is that a good thing? Because I'm an Aries too. I need to listen to this.
Yes, you do. Yes,
you
do.
All right, good. Well, this is about Fred. So what does this mean for potential mate for him? Does this mean that he'd be moving into a more better emotional position for this? I mean, because he's got to be open to it.
Right. So if you're open, Mars moving into Libra, what that does for you, Fred, that brings you into the sign of Libra, which is partnership and marriage. It's the sign opposite yours. It's not necessarily a place where Mars feels comfortable. Mars has to get off the battlefield, take off the dirty clothes, put down the shield and the sword, clean up and go find a lady or who, you know, whatever you like. But
so take a shower, Fred, is what she's saying.
And basically, when Mars is in Libra, Mars is going over to Libra's house. Libra, Venus is about pleasure and beautiful surroundings, elegance. So you want to get into this kind of romance mood, flowers. It's going to be all about relationships. Your timing couldn't be more perfect to call in today. See, 8 months, you're going to get this great gift.
The next 8 months, I should meet and get to know as many women as I can.
Yes.
You know what, Fred? I guarantee you today is your day. You're going to, with this new message, you're going to walk out and you're going to go shopping or you're going to go somewhere and you're going to bump into a lady.
And I'm going to a big pizza party for a group.
Boom.
There's going to be a lot of people there I don't know. So you're suggesting maybe I should mingle more than.
I'm saying you should put yourself out there. I'm saying let go of your inhibitions. Take a deep breath and be the Fred that you know you could be and let the ladies come to you. You know what I mean?
I'll wear the red sweater.
Boom, with the reindeer on the front. That would be
There's no reindeer. No
reindeer. All right. No, more importantly, just smile a lot. You'd be surprised what smiling does. It draws people to you. You know? So just go out there and get them, Fred. And call us back. We want to know how the party went.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one.
You too, sir. Thanks.
Paula from Evanston. You're on with Frank and Ann. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, Paula.
I'm glad to talk to you. I was born on December 22nd.
December 22nd. So what does that make her?
Yeah.
We don't necessarily know.
Oh.
Capricorn, right?
You are one of the folks that I call someone on the edge.
The enigma.
Yeah, you're born on the edge of a sign. So do you know the time you were born?
In the afternoon, maybe 4 o'clock-ish.
What I would recommend is, have you ever tested your birth information? Have you ever looked at your chart to know what your sign is for sure?
Well, no. I'm just always thought Capricorn.
Probably it is Capricorn, but if you want to test it and make sure, you can do it for free on my website, www.anbcommunications.com. Click the astrology thing. It couldn't be more easy. It says astrology, get your free birth chart. It's a little calculator on the site. Enter in your birth date, time, and place. Instantly, a chart will come up for you, and you'll look for the sun. There's complete instructions there. You don't have to know any astrology to do this.
Let's go to the assumption that she's a Capricorn. Give her a quick reading.
If she's a Capricorn, I would imagine you're going through lots of change and a little bit of stress.
Boy, are you on target.
That's why she's here.
You've got Pluto in your sign, and it's part of this big drama that's been going on since 2012, and it's going to carry on until 2015. That's why we're all under so much stress. We're being forced to evolve. With Pluto in your sign, Pluto is the take-no-prisoners planet.
You must
surrender to your higher self and let go of everything that is not of your soul and the deepest, highest part of you. Does that sound about right?
That sounds very good. I like when you said forced upon me.
That's about it, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're strong. If you're a Capricorn, you know how to be methodical and disciplined, and you can do the work.
That's right. Yeah. Paula, good luck with all that.
Can I just tell you, oddly enough, the four of us in our family, my mother's passed, but she was born a week before me, and my brother and my son are January 8th and 9th. So we're all Capricorns, and my mother is just before Capricorn. So we were a very close-knit family, and we always shared, you know, very, very happy to have a birthday so close together.
Yeah, and you share a lot of energy if you're all Capricorns, too. You understand each other.
I just hope you don't get skimped on the whole party thing. I hope they don't kind of bundle them up into one big party. I hated that. Paula, thanks for calling.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Good luck.
All right, Judy in Vernon Hills, what's up?
Yeah. Hi. I'm Cancer, and we're thinking about relocating in the spring. That would require my husband retiring and selling a house, buying a house, looking for jobs, and we're new grandparents.
Congratulations.
So we want to live close. Thank you. We want to live closer to them, watch them grow. So I'm wondering, hopefully this will all happen in the spring, and we're wondering how the transition is going to be. We're kind of nervous leaving the area we've born and raised and never moved before.
Oh, my goodness. Are you moving, like, to a different state?
No, just central Illinois. It's not that far, but it's still
far
brand
enough.
New.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's tough for Cancer because of the change. You know, you like the stability and the safety and comfort of home. But I will say your timing is spot on. Jupiter is in your sign, and it's retrograde right now, but it's going to move forward the first week of March. So if that timing works with you, you might start to feel like this is a great time to be thinking, strategizing, getting stuff ready. And then after that first week of March, you'll start to feel some movement again.
And believe that, because, you know, when you put that in your mind and you take a deep breath and realize, all right, you know what? The universe is telling me a bigger picture. I'm doing the right thing here. You know, and you could never be doing the wrong thing when you're moving closer to your family to help them out and see your grandkids grow.
Yes.
So just,
and that's what we're hoping.
And you know what? You don't have to hope. You're doing absolutely the right thing, Judy. But you know, as a grandparent, and I'm dealing with this with my grandparents. Don't lose yourself. You know, still do you and your husband's thing, and at the same time enjoy your grandkids. Because if you guys aren't healthy, and if it's all about the grandkids, then you will lose you, and you don't want to do that.
That's true. Very right. true.
But don't tell them I said that, because they'll get mad at me.
I won't. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Judy, you got it. Thanks for calling. All right, let's get to Monica here from Michigan. Hey, Monica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Aquarius. We haven't had an Aquarius today.
You're the first one.
No,
I think.
You didn't have one.
What's going on in your life right now?
Oh, work issues, financial issues have been dragging on. I'd like to know some good news.
What has she got here?
Oh, some good news. Yeah, there's a lot going on for you with this Neptune energy going on through Pisces. You may be feeling some dissolving or some changing, or like, wow, what's happening to my income? You know, things like that. And it's tough for Aquarius because it's a fixed sign. It wants to fix things and it wants to be methodical and get out there and control stuff. And part of it is remembering about, you know, surrender again, you know. But you're the genius sign. You're ruled by the planet Uranus, and so that's about sudden flashes of insight. One thing I will say to you, something cool, your planet Uranus, it's been moving backwards. So if you're feeling like you can't get traction, it's going to start to move forward on December 17th, and it's the same day as a full moon. High, high energy day for you and for all of us. Pay attention to December 17th and the days around it and see if you start seeing some breakthroughs.
That's great. That's good news for you, Monica.
Yes, it is.
Good. So keep that positive thought in your head, all right? And see the clarity happening. And I promise you, if you keep seeing that, it's going to happen for you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
You got it. Happy holidays to you. We do have to take a break. Unfortunately, we do have some callers holding.
Callers holding.
Yeah. And so we thank you all for participating. And that was awesome. We really helped a lot of people today, I feel like.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. And again, what's your website before we break?
www.anbcommunications.com, filled with resources.
And we'll see. I think Ann might be coming back next week. So for those who we didn't get to, hang tight. And we'll promise you next week we'll get to you. Right now, it's time for a quick break.